hour two of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speed Show. And in this hour, I bring to you my regular guests. Shares can be anyone from reverse speech practitioners to, well, we've had a few remote viewers on and EVP people. And I try to get some interesting guests for the second hour. Anyway, in this hour, I'm going to bring to you reverse speech student James Slabinick. I think I pronounced it correct. James, is that correct? Or Jim, I guess.
Jim or James, that's fine. Slabinick is the way Slabinick. We pronounce it. Yeah, Slabinick, I answer to that, though.
Yeah, okay, Slabinick, right. I'll write that down so I remember. Anyway, James, I was marking homework, as I always do, every week, and James's reversals came along, and he had someone, Sean Spicer, the White House Press Secretary, and they were really good reversals. I thought, oh, this is interesting. Good. Piqued my interest, so I figured, let's get him on the show. So now you're in just finishing off the investigator part of the course, right?
Right. I just have to write and submit my essay.
Ah, right. Okay. Right. And how did you get involved with reverse speech? How'd you hear about it? Why did you decide to take training?
Well, David, about 20 years ago, I was probably driving to work, and I heard you being interviewed on the local radio station.
Oh yeah.
There was a basic, you were playing the Neil Armstrong reversals and discussing the Simone in the desert reversals from Desert Storm and piqued my interest, of course. And I followed you on the internet for several years, and then I just sort of drifted away. A good friend of mine got married, and I asked him for the audio of his wedding. And he refused to share it with me. He didn't want to know what the reversals were when he did his vows. But I drifted away, and then every once in a while I'd Google reverse speech or your name and see what you were up to. But a couple years ago I went on your site and I signed up for the emails so that I'd get all your announcements.
Oh, yeah.
And the YouTube videos, yep. And or audios, and then I started listening to you on Jeff Rentz's program as well as this show, and so went through the archives, and you had the interview with Kathleen Hawkins, I believe, who wrote a novel on reverse speech called The Insiders, and it was very good and very entertaining and.
Yeah.
It teaches you all about reverse speech in the process.
That's great novel. Yeah.
Yes. And then I ran across, is it Schmood?
Joshua Schmoody. Yes.
Joshua. Yes. Schmoody. And his was practical uses of reverse speech, particularly with predicting, in that particular case, horse races. And so that piqued my interest also. And, I was seeing the announcements for the classes and everything, and so I finally signed up, and class started mid or end of November last year.
Yep.
So, a year or so ago, I purchased the reverse speech application.
Oh, okay, right.
It makes it so easy.
Doesn't
to.
It?
To discover the reversals as well as to document them and create the individual files, which you play on every show you do and will be doing tonight. So it's made it so much easier than 20 years ago. So how I ended up here.
All right. Yeah, well, technology has come a long way since then. So, yeah.
Oh, and also one of your other books, I think you and with Jeff Rentz, I think a new theory of language or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
I mean that really, really explained a lot of the possibilities to me, particularly with the reverse speech therapy, the meta walks and stuff like that. So I explained it better than I had understood it before. So.
Yeah. I've got another book in the editors right now. That'll be out. It's only just started editing process. It's a big book, 150,000 words. It'll take a few months to get that done. Anyway, that's in the works. Anyway, let's have a look at some of your reversals. That's what attracted me. That's what piqued my interest in the first place. Whenever I hear nice, clear, good reversals, I always get interested. So let me get the file up. I saved them all. Oops, wrong one. Here we go. Okay, now you got reversals on Tim Kaine, Leonard Cohen. Wow, okay. A lot on Leonard Cohen. Wow.
I went crazy with Leonard.
I can see that. Sean Spicer. Okay, well, let's start with some baby babble, shall we? Let's start.
Sure. I remember when you'd always talk about, well, you discovered that reverse speech started before forward speech, and you discovered that on your own twin girls.
That's right.
And about the age of 4 months. Now, in this example, the babies are probably about a year old.
Okay.
And it's a YouTube video called Talking Twin Babies. So it's available to anybody who wants to watch it. But it's pure baby babble.
All right. Here's the first one. Backwards. I had this. Oh, yeah. I'll be bothered. Nice and clear. Yeah. Wow. Children's reverses are always so clear, and they have that real innocent tone to them. And here we have another one. And this is Who Ate It? Oh, yeah, nice and clear. I should do another reversal. I should do another show on kids' reversals. They're just absolutely great. And, this next one's not as innocent.
No.
Okay, here we go. And who's an asshole? Oh, oh yeah! Wow. Oh dear me!
Mothers and fathers have to be careful what words they say around their children.
They certainly do. Oh, I've got kids saying the F word and S. That's some real doozies. All right, and here we have the last one on the kids. And I don't want them. Oh, yeah, there it is. How does it feel doing these reversals, Jim, and finding them? It's exciting finding a reversal, isn't it?
It's exciting. I was surprised. This was 4 minutes of tape, and it was about one every 4 minutes, or every minute, I mean.
Right.
So that was pretty good for little kids, I think. And
that's very good for kids. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's exciting, and I did a tape interview with a client, well, for class,
uh-huh.
And I had in the second part of the there were like 20 reversals in about a two and a half minute segment.
Oh my!
Just unbelievable.
Wow.
And when I played him back to him, he was able to hear him. So it's
that's
nice
important
to get that confirmation.
Oh, yeah. If they can hear him, that's what we need. All right. Let's look at Sean Spicer. You've got about 16 reversals of Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer, for those who don't know, is the new White House press secretary under Donald Trump. He's a bit of an aggressive, in-your-face type character. So, let's go with the first one here.
Good evening.
And states it all with new leader.
New leader.
Yeah, absolutely.
New leader.
This was what?
This was from his first press conference the day after the inauguration.
Oh, so new leader. Yeah.
Appropriate.
Very appropriate. Yep. All right. Then we've got Sean Spicer 2 about the liberals.
I think I'd like to discuss a little bit of the coverage of the past 24 hours.
Do you want to introduce this one, Jim?
Mostly he's talking about the coverage at the inauguration. Somebody was very upset about it, and he came out with a 10-minute rant at the press with no questions. He just talked. Some of it was he was reading because he was reading a lot of numbers and stuff like that too. So I think this second reversal from the is probably telling them what he really thinks in reverse, which I think corresponds to what he was saying in the foreword.
The liberals sucks it. Here we go.
The liberals sucks it.
Oh, yeah.
The liberals sucks it.
I'll be bothered.
The liberals sucks it.
Apologies to all the liberals listening to the show. I won't tell you what I think of liberals. Just play me backwards, then you'll find out. Okay. So, next one on Sean Spicer.
And as the president said, the transition in the balance of power from Washington to the citizens of the United States.
And the best in himself was in it. Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's the best of
Trump.
Trump. Oh, yeah, the best in himself was in it. Okay.
The best in himself was in it.
Oh, yeah.
The best in himself was in it.
Good reversal.
The best in himself was in it.
Yeah, good reversal. Okay. All right, well, he obviously has admiration for Trump with a reversal like that, which is as he should, being the press secretary.
Yep.
Yeah. And the next one along.
And reckless. Secondly, photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way.
And he'll lick us.
He'll lick us?
Huh. Yes.
He'll lick us.
What's the context of the forwards again?
Pictures, he's claiming the photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way that would misrepresent the crowd. I haven't been able to determine it. Some claim that photographs were taken of the inauguration perhaps a half hour before, and then it was corrected later or something like that. I think he also mentioned. I know he mentions it later in the video, but I'm not sure that I have anything on that specifically.
Okay.
And of course, the reversal on this lick is can mean it's a metaphor meaning touch, kiss, or connect.
Yes. Yeah, that's so, right.
Meaning Trump is connecting with the people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, so next one along. Well, this is a long one. Okay.
No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out.
Good levels, too, by the way, Jim. Your levels are perfect. Any students listening, note these levels. You've got to get your levels right. All right, Russell says they're very strong. Which hand is looking?
They're very strong. Which hand is looking?
Oh, yeah, it's clear.
They're very strong. Which hand is looking?
Huh.
They're very strong. Which hand is looking?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, I wonder what that means.
I'm not so sure about it. Yeah. Maybe it says depends how you're looking at it. I don't know.
Yeah, let's listen to the thoughts again.
No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out.
They're very strong. Which hand is looking?
They're very strong. Which hand is looking?
I guess it's talking about the national parks. I don't know. Strange reversal. All right. Okay. Okay. So next one along. Here we go.
We do know a few things. So let's go through the facts. We know that from the platform where the president was sworn into 4th Street holds about 250,000 people.
And this one is, yeah. 3-4, I'm losing you.
Yeah, 3-4, I'm losing you.
Ooh.
Yeah, 3-4, I'm losing you.
Ooh, not sure about losing.
Yeah, 3-4, I'm losing you.
Ooh, not sure on losing. Hang on.
Losing?
Again.
Losing or losing?
Yeah, 3-4, I'm losing you.
Huh?
I heard losing, but.
Yeah, 3-4, I'm losing you.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, 3-4, I'm losing you.
Not happy with losing.
Yeah, 3-4, I'm losing you.
I'm sorry. Usually? That's my speaker. That's my teacher talking.
Well, and I appreciate the feedback because I think I concluded losing, but using.
Yeah, let's listen again.
Yeah,
3-4 is very clear. I just can't get the rest of it. Anyway,
worry. Okay, that happens.
Yep, sure does. Happens
I
to
have,
me.
I've gone over them, and a couple of them I sent you on Leonard Cohen. I've changed my mind what they're saying, but
yeah, well, that's okay. Yeah, I'll play reversals on Jeff Rentz, you know, and I've triple checked them before they go to the air. And I'm playing to Jeff, and Jeff says, "Why are you that bit differently?" And I go, "Not again. I've checked all of these; they're all right."
So, he's got good ears.
Yes, he certainly does. All right, so next one along.
So let's go through the facts. We know that from the platform where the president was sworn into 4th Street holds about 250,000 people.
This is bad grammar, this one. When wheel fell on you.
When wheel fell on you.
Huh.
When wheel fell on you.
That's what it says.
When wheel fell on you.
Unusually get bad grammar in reverse speech. Huh.
And I went with well because it didn't sound like will.
Yeah. No, it is well. Hang on, let's do it again.
When wheel fell on you.
When the fell on you.
Yes, that's what it says.
When the fell on you.
Well, that's just really unusual to get bad grammar in reverse.
Really?
Yeah, very unusual. Normally, they're all grammatically correct. So future tense and the past tense in the same reversal. I wonder what that means. All right. Okay, next one along.
All of this space was full when the president took the oath of office.
Is the law?
Is the law.
Oh, yeah.
This is the law.
Yeah, nice and clear.
This is the law.
Yeah, all right. You've done a good job here, Jim. How long did you find all of these?
I don't know. This was a 5-minute, well, it was a 10-minute, a press conference, a short one. Uh-huh. And all the reversals I found were in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, really? So
I was pretty happy with that. I went through the rest of the tape, and there may have been some stuff in there, but nothing I wanted to document.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, here we have the next one.
Which actually compares to 317,000 that used it for President Obama's last inaugural.
Is live needs a messenger, now hear it, foolish.
Is live needs a messenger, now hear it, foolish.
Yes, it's all there.
Is live needs a messenger, now hear it, foolish.
Wow.
Is live.
Oops, the third one's gone. Okay. I'll play it again. Is live needs a messenger, now hear it, foolish.
Is live needs a messenger, now hear it, foolish.
Wow, great reversal.
Is live needs a messenger, now hear it, foolish.
I'm typically very skeptical over long reversals, but that's a good one. That's a really good one.
I have quite a few. I didn't send them in. I just finished up a press conference from the 21st of February, and I think I have several with 12 words.
Okay. All right, well, you take your life in your hands, me marking those ones. All right, next one. Your wolf will love it. Oops, we better play the forwards.
It's obviously still a work in progress, but I think it's gonna look forward to where he wants to take this country.
Your wolf will love it.
Her wolf will love it.
No, your wolf will loves it, or who loves it?
Her wolf will love it.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Werewolf who likes the annex. Werewolf who likes the annex.
Ooh, that's a tough one, that one. Is that Ernest on the end? Is that what you're hearing? Jim? Is that Ernest on the end? Hello, Jim?
Ooh, okay.
Have I lost you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Was that Ernest on the end of the last reversal?
Either I didn't clip it or...
Oh, you didn't clip
or
it.
Or I missed it.
You didn't clip it. Okay. Yeah, you must have not clipped it properly. Okay.
Although it sort of sounds like Earn It.
Earn It or Ernest, something like that.
Ernest, yeah. I'll have to go back and clean it up.
That's right. All right, next one on Sean Spicer.
and talk about working with Congress and other leaders throughout the country to get things done. But I think...
Oh, classic reversal. And I seen it, faggots. Oh, yes. I guess he's talking to the press, isn't he? Expressing Trump's disdain for the press.
Well, he's talking about working with Congress and other leaders, so it's hard to say who he's really talking about.
Yeah. He seems to have a bit of an attitude, Sean Spicer, that comes out of that reversal. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
The reality is that
sorry, I started halfway through. Okay, now.
But what I'm getting at is I think that there is a lot of blurring of the facts. And the reality is that some people aren't on Obamacare. They're on an employer-based system. They're on Medicaid.
Ooh, see the liar in it.
See the liar, you're in there.
Oh, yeah.
See the liar, you're in there.
Wow.
See the liar, you're in there.
What's he lying about? Ooh.
Would that be referring to himself?
I think so, yeah. Mm. Well, this is Forbes again.
But what I'm getting at is I think that there is a lot of blurring of the facts. And the reality is that some people aren't on Obamacare. They're on an employer-based system. They're on Medicaid.
Oh, no. He's saying there's blurring of the facts. So he's trying to correct it. See the lie. Look at these incorrect facts that have been put out there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way I took it when he said it, because the controversy, I mean, the United States spends over $2 trillion on health care a year, and $1 trillion of it is for Medicare, Medicaid, the VA, and perhaps some other what you could consider public health services.
All right, we have to go to a top of the hour break, everyone. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Yes, indeed. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. I'm heading to London. Oh, actually, America and London coming up in – I leave the last week of April. I'll be giving a lecture in Ashland on May the 27th, I believe, is the date. I'll give you more details as the time gets closer. Ashland, Oregon. So if you want to catch up with me in America, I'll be lecturing in Ashland, Oregon. I'm having a big presentation in London on June the 10th. It'll be an all-day affair at the Grand Connaught Rooms in London. Email me at backwards@reversespeech.com for more information on my presentation in London coming up in June. And the way the year is going, it's March already. I can't believe it. Before you know it, I'll be lecturing in June, and then it'll be the new year again. Okay, where are we up to, Jim?
The last one was See the Liar in It, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now we've got Enough with the Muck. Okay, here's another long one. Okay, so here's the thoughts.
But there are problems both in the legal and process way in which that guidance was issued. And so it's incumbent upon us to actually follow the law and to recognize that Title IX never talked about this. It was enacted in 1972.
This one says, enough with the muck, and he's losing it. She's losing it.
Enough with the muck, and he's losing it. She's losing it.
Oh, yeah.
Enough with the muck, and he's losing it. She's losing it.
I'll be bothered.
Enough with the muck, and he's losing it. She's losing it.
Any idea what that means?
Oh, yeah. Title IX was equal facilities in schools in the United States. It was an act of 1972. And recently, under the previous administration, they had issued some rulings saying that Title IX also applied to transgender. And Trump signed an order retracting or reversing the previous administration's order. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of funny, since it's talking transgender, that – he said he's losing it, and then he quickly said she's losing it, because if you say transgender male, is that a male moving to female, or is it a female moving to male? So it sort of indicates a confusion over the transgender issue.
I'm confused over the transgender issue.
So, no, but it was interesting when he said he's losing it, she's losing it. I mean
– right. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay. Oh, well, that explains the reversal. Okay. All right. Next one on Sean Spicer. Here we go.
Trying to make sure that we deal with that area, with that issue in that area right now. But I'm not going to get ahead of the DOD on this.
Huh, and I knew shit.
And I knew shit.
I'll be bothered.
And I knew shit. And I knew shit.
Gee, did you not have any answers for the question?
Frequently, if it's a Department of State or Department of Defense or Justice Department, he just refers them to go to that press secretary.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
He does know something, but he's not going to address it. And it had something to do with the military and troops and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so here we have the next one.
What the president was seeking to do, and then have them fulfill a job to carry out that mission. It doesn't seem as though it makes any sense. Yeah.
Someone says, I scammed it.
I scammed it.
Oh, yeah.
I scammed it.
Oh, hang on. Is that I scammed
it? Now, that issue was the press was asking a question about the White House vetting the appointed positions at the various agencies and departments. And he was explaining that if somebody's supposed to carry out what the president wants, his platform and his goals, they should be on board. And so he's explaining why the White House was also reviewing appointments, which of course they do.
Yeah. I scammed it.
And that I'm not quite sure.
I scammed it.
I think it's I scammed it, though.
I scammed it.
Well, I don't know. I don't want.
There could be an N on there, but
yeah. Anyway, all right. And the last one on Spicer. Here we go.
Make certain that the second executive order passes constitutional scrutiny.
Well, I think we've done a few things.
Oh, my God. What on earth is this reversal all about? So she just sucks his sack?
So she just sucks his sack.
Oh, my. Wow.
That was actually a member of the press asking a question to Spicer.
Yeah, I realize
reversals,
that.
Reversals under, and it's about the initial executive order that had a temporary ban on refugees. And of course, since it wound up in court, they're preparing a second executive order, and he was asking about that. I went back on the tape to see if there was some, I thought maybe a reporter, a female reporter, had gotten extra questions, or allowed to ask us extra questions, or perhaps he had picked a female before him. I was trying to figure out why that would come up, but I went back 5 or 10 minutes on the video and didn't see any interactions that would make him irritated in any way. But that was on the press, a newsman instead of Spicer.
You could almost see it as a dysfunctional sexual reversal. So she just sucks his sack. I don't know. I'll let the listeners.
We'd have to have a follow up interview. We'd have to have a follow up interview on that one.
I think so. Yeah. All right. Now we've got 6 on Tim Kaine, who wanted to be a vice president and didn't quite get there. Anyway, here we go.
You know, there wasn't. Somebody else take the mic, or no, I'm doing this. And then she did an event later in the day, flew to Illinois. I guess it was Iowa.
And he says, "I knew it not."
No, it's not.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not.
Yep.
No, it's not.
All right. Next one on Tim Kaine.
You know, there wasn't. Somebody else take the mic, or no, I'm doing this. And then she did an event later in the day, flew to Illinois. Or I guess it was Iowa.
He don't know what I do.
You're on the way to.
Bit blurry, that
this,
one.
This was a press conference the day after Hillary collapsed at the 9/11 memorial last fall.
Right, okay.
In September. And so they were asking him, and he was talking about Hillary and that sort of stuff. I think that he don't know what I do may have been – I couldn't hear any of the press's questions, so I only had his answers to go by. But he might have been talking in reverse to the reporter.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah. All right, next one on Tim Kaine.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about her and my conversations.
Says they don't want that.
They don't want out.
Ooh.
They don't want out.
Not good.
They don't want out.
Sorry, don't like that one.
Okay. That's all right.
All right, next one.
I don't want to talk about her and my conversations, the content of them.
Yes, we'll knock down error.
Yes, sir, my gamin error.
No, that's clear.
Yes, sir, my gamin error.
Clear as day.
Yes, sir, my gamin error.
He's defending Hillary, isn't he? Saying she's all right.
Yes.
Yes, so we'll knock down error again, if that makes sense. Oh, look at this one. Wow.
We have a very, very good communication, and I just feel an unusual degree of synergy between the two of us.
I know it. She's dying on us.
You know it. She's got to finish.
I don't know. Well, she was pretty sick at one stage, wasn't she?
Well, she collapsed the day before, but I've had the word dying come up in reverse. Referring to an instance where in the forewords, the person was saying he was terminated from his job. And in reverse, it said our associate died or something like that. So could it just be maybe he knew the election was going bad? I don't know. The campaign.
Yeah. All right. Here we have an expletive.
The two of us even, you know, we've done a couple of interviews where it's been kind of eerie, like I'll start a thought and she'll complete where I was going or vice versa. So we have very good communication, and we.
And he says, oh, blanking husband. That's funny. So, I guess he's talking about Bill.
I think so. But no, I chuckled when I heard that one too.
That's funny. All right, now you got a whole bunch on Leonard Cohen. Okay, so here we have the song So Long, Marianne. Okay,
here's the pretty song.
And just when I climb this whole mountainside.
Okay, backwards. I'm lost in there. God, I'm searching it.
I'm lost in there. God, I'm searching it.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm lost in there. God, I'm searching it.
Wow, that's a good one. Wow, really. Gee, good catch there, Jim. Wow.
His are beautiful.
Yeah, wow. Okay, next one.
I never said that I was brave.
So how did they serve in there?
So how did they serve in there?
Oh, wow, great reversal.
So how did they serve in there?
A little bit difficult, different than reversals on the heavy metal rock.
Yeah, this is, I was very surprised with all the reversals here and how clear they were.
Yeah, wow.
You left when I told you I was curious.
So how we lost our family.
So how we lost our family.
See, that's clear too.
So how we lost our family.
Wow.
He had a long-term relationship with a girl who I think the song may be, although I'm not sure. This was written in 67, I think. But he had a girlfriend named Marianne. And he lived with her for many, many, many years. She had a son from a previous relationship. And they lived in an island off of Greece or Crete. So
he did lose his family when they broke up.
Yeah, that's... they stayed friends till the end. Leonard died last November, and she died like 3 months before him. But they remained friends.
Oh wow! So. Okay. All right, next section along.
For now, I need your.
And need now I know.
Need now I know.
Nice and clear. Wow, these are good reversals. How come he's not worshipping Satan?
we'll get there later.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't worship Satan. He does mention him.
Does he? Okay, yeah, that normally appears in music or some way down the line. All right.
Then why do I feel alone?
Now is down.
Now is down.
Oh, yeah.
Now is down.
Yeah, nice. That's
very congruent with the words of the song.
Okay, right. All right. And here we got Said the Surf.
You held on to me like I was a crucifix.
Oh, Said the Surf.
Said the Surf.
Oh, yeah.
Said the Surf.
Yeah, that was just the flow of the relationship, the surf, the energy, the movement of the relationship.
Right. He has lots of metaphors in his reversals.
Okay. All right, next one.
I forget to pray for the angels.
And this one says, thank you, Pa.
Thank you, Pa.
Huh.
I like that one.
Huh. Yeah, nice and clear. Yeah.
He had a good relationship with his father. I think his father was an observant Jew. And actually, Leonard Cohen is said to have always observed the Sabbath for his whole life.
All right. Okay. Now we've got a song called Suzanne. Okay, here we go.
Watching from his lonesome wooden tower.
And this is a no, must not.
No, must not.
Oh, that's clear.
No, must not.
Yep.
No, must not.
Okay, next one. Oh, this is grammatically incorrect, this one.
And it's been a long time watching.
Ah, let's seen it.
Ah, let's seen it.
Oh, yeah, it is seen.
Ah, let's seen it.
I'll be bothered.
Ah, let's seen it.
Gee, I don't like grammatically incorrect reversals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's there. It's there. It's there. So. Yeah, no, I don't like them. I don't like them. I try to avoid them if I can, if at all possible. All right, next one along.
When he walked upon the water.
All need him.
All we know.
Oh, yeah, that's clear.
Of course you know.
Because Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee.
Oh, is that what it's all about? Oh, okay.
That's all what, right. I presume.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She can trust you. Oh, you've touched
her. Oh, that's about Jesus, yeah. We surfing in it.
We surf niggas.
Oh, yeah.
We surf niggas.
Yeah.
We surf niggas.
Yeah, merging himself into the energy of the experience. Oh, it was Delhi shit.
And she lets the river.
It was Delhi shit.
It was Delhi shit.
Huh. What do you think that means?
Well, I was thinking maybe the food that they had set out when they were producing the record or the show or whatever, maybe the food wasn't so good.
Well, that's possible. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Okay.
A deli is has all sorts of meat cuts and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. All right, here we go on, says, and that snake.
You can spend the night.
And that snake.
And that snake.
Oh, yeah.
And that snake. And that snake.
Yeah, good one. Good one. Okay. Have I been giving you good grades? I'd say I would.
Oh, yeah. You and Debbie and Ann. Yeah, I think all the grades are posted now, so, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, this is a good reversal.
I haven't gotten any serious negative feedback on the reversals themselves, so that's
good. Good. Okay. All right, next one says they nick it. Here's the forwards.
You can hear the boats go.
And they nick it.
They nick it.
Oh, yeah, clear as day. Clear as day. All right, now we've got some from the song Hallelujah.
Is a song about.
Wow, look at the reversal. I hear the lie. Oh, I hear the lie. Right, that'd be the broken hallelujah. I hear the lie. Make work, but love and loss. This is it. Yes, it's all there. Wow.
It's a little low.
Do you want me to up the volume a bit?
Maybe, yeah. Soft.
Make work, but love and loss. This is it.
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Then everybody's nook.
David played to please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
Everybody's nook.
Everybody's nook.
Ha ha, that's clear as day.
Everybody's nook.
Clear as day. Yeah. All right. Oh,
now I have something called I don't know which ones I have, 2A, 2B, 2C.
Uh-huh.
And yes. What I was doing there was comparing the exact foreword sung by Leonard Cohen in 1985 and in 2008 and then by the Canadian tenors on the Oprah show within the last several years.
Oh, and you've got different reversals each time. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, like, here's 2B.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for me.
And it's and more doing stuff.
Billy Roy's
still are anymore doing stuff. So that's the same song, different same section. Right. And here's the Canadian tenors.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for.
And this one is Anymore We Do.
Anymore Do We.
Yeah, well, that's a good good test, isn't it?
And all three of those were on the same words, but you don't really.
Right, right.
So one was Everybody's Nook.
Yeah.
Anymore Doing Stuff, Anymore Do We. So that was interesting. And then on number three, I did the same thing.
Yeah, right, okay. Oh, here we've got Satan. Yay. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Well, it goes like this. The fourth, the fifth.
Okay, Satan gotta go get him.
Satan gotta go get him.
Oh, Satan go get him is all I'm hearing. Hang on.
Satan gotta go get him.
I'm hearing Satan go get him. I know he
It's Satan got to go real quick. Go. I think it's Satan got to go get him.
Okay.
Satan got to go get him.
Oh, yeah, oh. There it is. Yeah.
Satan got to go get him.
Yes, it's quick. Got it. I got it.
Satan got to go get him.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Yeah, okay. And then you got another Satan, but this is the same section, right?
This is the same section. Now, there's the difference in the very first. The first one, the forwards was, well, it goes like this. In the 3B or no, yeah, 3B and C, so 3B was sung by him 25 years later. He didn't say, well, it goes like this. He just said, it goes like this. He dropped the well.
Right.
Yet he still had Satan in there.
Yeah, okay.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fallen, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
And Satan has working it.
Satan has worked it.
Oh yeah, yeah, there it is.
Satan has worked it.
Yeah, not the clearest reverse in the world. But, certainly not as clear as the first one. You can certainly see the difference, can't you?
Yeah.
And, here we've got, see God work it. Different reverse altogether from the Canadian tenor. Wow. Okay.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor fall, the major lift. Baffled king composing hallelujah.
And this is See God's Work It.
See God's Work It.
Well, that's different from Satan, isn't it? Wow.
It certainly is. And it's I'm surprised because the words are exactly the same except for the very first one because their well was in there also. Well, it goes like this as opposed to it goes like this. The other two versions, they didn't use well.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Jim, you obviously got a good skill and talent for reverse speech. That's obvious from all these reversals. So what's your plans? What do you plan to do with reverse speech?
Well, I plan to keep going on and the analyst course starts the end of March or beginning of April, and go through that and see what happens. I mean, the software makes it so easy. Actually, I learned a lot just watching you in class, going through analyzing a tape to identify reversals. Just on the technique of they pop out at you; you don't have to search for them.
That's right.
So, but I don't know. I don't know long term what it's going to be, but it's very interesting. I can do it. I enjoy doing it. I think I'm going to start a blog, and post particularly my Leonard Cohen collection. You know, there's over 60 performers that have done the Hallelujah.
Oh,
so it would be interesting to do maybe a few more and just compare them.
Would be interesting, yes, indeed. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of our show, Jim. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
Keep getting those bits together. We'll have you on again, okay?
Great. I'll let you know what I'm doing.
Okay, what happened to the music? The music was there. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
All right. Okay, see you later, Jim. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And we'll see you
David.
Next week, everyone. Bye-bye. See you. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.